Welcome to Your Strata Property, the podcast for property owners looking for reliable, accurate, and bite-sized information from an experienced and authoritative source. To access previous episodes and useful strata tips, go to www.yourstrataproperty.com.au.
Hello and welcome. I'm Amanda Farmer and this is Your Strata Property. Today I've got a very special guest for you. I'm talking to Gary Bugden. He's a man who needs no introduction for those of us who have been involved in this sector for some time and even those of us who haven't. Gary has had a lot to do with the setup of strata legislation both in Australia and internationally, and in recent years he has embarked on a series of different ventures using his legal expertise to bring great value to the strata sector. I recently attended the annual conference for the Australian College of Community Association Lawyers, which we affectionately call ACAL. And I listened to Gary speak about the different types of technology that strata communities are now using and strata managers are now using and certainly should be using to get the most out of their communities and achieve a much higher level and more efficient level of management. And after listening to Gary deliver that presentation, I was really keen to get him on the show so that you could all hear his expert views on that topic as well. So we're soon to hear my interview with Gary Bugden, but before we get stuck into that, I do want to remind you, if you haven't already, head over to the Your Strata Property website, yourstrataproperty.com.au, and grab your free ebook, The 6 Things You Absolutely Must Know About Owning a Strata Property. Now, I know many of you have taken that up and are having a read through that. It'd be great to have your feedback on what you think of the content and how it's resonating with you. I'd love to hear from you. There's also something new on the Your Strata Property site that you might want to check out. You now have the option to book and pay for my legal services online. This is something that I like to think is quite novel, particularly in Australian legal services, and I'd love to hear what you think of it. If you head over to yourstrataproperty.com.au/bookAmanda, you'll see there that there are 3 levels of service, and I specifically identify under each level what you get for your buck. And I tell you exactly how much I charge and which level of service might be appropriate for your needs. So go and check that out. Again, I'd love to hear what you think. It's something that I think is a little bit different. But at the end of the day, it's about making legal services accessible, efficient and transparent, which I think is valuable for everyone. All right, let's get stuck into my interview with Gary Bugden. Today I have the absolute pleasure to be in the esteemed company of Gary Bugden. For over 10 years, Gary was the chairman of MyStrata, a company providing the strata management industry with state-of-the-art technology on the international stage. Last year, MyStrata was taken over by the ASX-listed technology company, Urbanize.com Limited, and Gary now serves on Urbanize's advisory board. After spending 15 years as a partner at top-tier law firm Mallesons, Gary now describes himself as a Queensland consultant lawyer who continues to consult on all matters relating to a strata and community title, including the development of laws for governments in various international jurisdictions. Gary is the author of numerous books and loose-leaf services educating strata lawyers, strata managers, and the strata sector generally. His name will be well known to a lot of our listeners, and I am absolutely delighted to welcome Gary Bugden to the show today to talk to us about the potential for technology to significantly disrupt the strata sector. Welcome, Gary.
Thank you, Amanda. It's a pleasure to be here.
Absolute pleasure to have you. Now, Gary, I want to start by asking you if you could tell us a bit about why you think it's so important for strata managers and strata communities to be embracing technology today.
Sure. Well, first of all, in relation to strata managers, technology or the modern versions of technology that are available and are becoming available assist the manager in improving the efficiency of their business and also the profitability of their business. It also gives them the opportunity to provide the service levels that owners are demanding increasingly. I think perhaps the most important thing from a strata manager's point of view, though, is that the technology of today, the modern technology, provides an opportunity for the manager to transition their business to more of a self-service model for owners. So instead of having owners dealing face-to-face with the various portfolio managers, the owners can come in to a web portal and serve themselves. Mm. Very similar to what's happening in the banking or what's happened in the banking industry.
Yeah, fantastic stuff. When I interviewed Rena Van Oust in episode 2 of the podcast, we actually talked about what makes a good strata manager and how hard it is for strata managers these days to fulfill all the roles that are expected of them. And I can hear what you're saying there where you say strata managers could really use technology and should be using technology to make their jobs easier and to ensure that their clients can be more engaged in the process. And that really gives them a helping hand when they're trying to fulfill their role as strata manager.
Yeah, and there's also a benefit for the communities and the owners themselves because it gives them the opportunity of getting much better value for money that they spend on management. And also it gives them much greater access to information, particularly financial information, which helps them better control their owners' corporation. And another thing that modern technology can do for the community is to help it build community.
Yes.
And to create a more harmonious environment within their community. So there's a win-win situation there for both sides.
Yeah. Can you give us some examples, Gary, of the types of technology products that are out there now and that you might see on the horizon?
Sure. Look, generally speaking, they fall within three areas. Technology that relates to the body corporate administration.
Yep.
And that's essentially what the strata managers are using to do their day-to-day record keeping and business activities. The second category is the building or facilities management tool. And what this does, and I'll come back and give some examples, but what that does is it helps owners to control the costs related to their building much better. Mm-hmm. And then the third type of technology is what's commonly called community web portals or community websites. And what these do is they provide a much greater level of access to services, and also they can be used to create or build a community within the particular building or project. Just looking at those, not so much the administrative tools, because that's more of interest to the strata managers, but if we look at, say, the community web portals, what these do, they enable a big range of information to be put on display for owners, such as financial information. And also the information is often presented in graphs and bar charts, so people get a much clearer picture of where their corporate or body owner's corp finances are. Mm-hmm. But also document access, benchmarking tools, segregated social networking, electronic voting, as electronic meetings are now being introduced.
Yep.
Community events, facilities booking, the booking of the tennis court or the squash court, but also increasingly there's a move now to introduce online shopping.
Wow.
and bulk deals for owners, so local businesses can actually provide sort of specials and bulk of supply arrangements.
Oh, that's fascinating.
So, yeah, from a community web portal point of view, there's a lot happening and a lot planned.
Are these things that are happening in Australia, do you know, Gary, or is this sort of still what you're seeing in your international experience? Have we got buildings who are connected to these kinds of portals now?
Well, look, it's fair to say that it's early days in Australia. Mm. The technology is available in Australia and it has been rolled out. This sophisticated web portal technology has been rolled out to many thousands of buildings in Australia. Mm-hmm. But to be honest, most of the Australian buildings are not using the technology to their full advantage.
Mm.
It's really in North America and in Europe, Middle East, that there are very good examples where communities and buildings are using this technology to their advantage. But in Australia, we are lagging behind.
Mm.
And there are a couple of examples of where technology is being used well in Australia, but by and large, the best examples are certainly overseas.
Mm. And you mentioned there, Gary, when you gave us those three examples of types of technology, I think your second example was about building facilities management. Can you tell us a bit more about that, what that means?
Yeah, sure. There's a very sophisticated range of technology available that monitors what's happening within a building. And when I talk about that, I'm talking about the equipment within a building.
Right.
So it's possible today to put on each piece of equipment within your building little devices that communicate back to the building manager, whether they're on site or whether they're the strata manager or whether they're some other company,
mm-hmm.
that these little devices will report back to the person that's responsible for the building and tell that person if there's a problem.
Mm.
For example, if a particular engine develops a vibration that's not normal, then this device will communicate back to the building manager and say, effectively, the piece of equipment says, look, I'm not feeling very well. Please have a look at me and see what's wrong with me.
Right.
And, you know, there's the ability then to prevent major faults in equipment.
Yep.
Often it's better to pick up those problems before they result in the equipment actually failing. So that's one example. Energy generation and storage within a particular community and the ability to be able to measure how each lot in the scheme uses energy and then be able to bill separately for that energy. So if you generate energy using, say, for example, solar or wind energy,
mm-hmm.
it's possible to actually put an embedded network in place and supply each of the units with. And that's actually happening today in major projects such as Barangaroo and Sydney, where they're generating their own energy.
Mm.
So the other area for building management is worker tracking, where if you engage a worker to fix something, you can use a website in order to determine at what point that particular work order is at,
mm.
whether they're waiting for parts, when the work schedule to be done, when it'll be done, and then get a report on when it has been done. And that reporting can also involve emails and SMSs. So as each stage of the process is reached, the committee member or body corporate manager actually receives a message to say just what stage the particular work order is at.
Right.
So, you know, there's a lot happening there on the building side.
Yeah, you can really see the efficiencies that are being created or can be created for strata managers here. And also, I guess, the cost savings for owners. When you have these kinds of technologies in place, when you're talking about monitoring equipment and dealing with equipment before there's a major failure, I mean, the cost savings that you can imagine there would be quite enormous. So that's quite exciting.
Yeah, potentially, the cost savings are very significant.
Mm, great. Okay, Gary, could you share a story around how the use of technology has helped a strata manager or a strata community in your experience?
Sure. There are a couple of examples in Australia, but as I said before, some of the best examples are overseas. But there's a community down in Victoria that comprises standalone houses.
Mm-hmm.
The community is comprised mainly of sort of average family type people. And within the centre section of the community, there's a very substantial set of community facilities. There's tennis courts, barbecue area, there's a communal swimming pool, there's a clubhouse. The clubhouse is equipped with a whole range of facilities, including, believe it or not, a place where children can do their homework.
Fabulous.
And the The communal facility is supervised by the, I think it's the YWCA, have been engaged to actually supervise this communal hub within the project. Now, they've also got a website, and what they do, they organise functions. They have social networking. When they have a function, they post photographs from the function on the website so people can go in and sort of see the photographs. They have booking facilities for the tennis courts. They expose a whole range of documents for people who can log into a special section of the website. And really what this website has done is, in conjunction with these central facilities, it's created a real community atmosphere within this particular project. They even have touch football competitions with the kids. Great. And it creates a real community.
Fabulous. And that's something that is just becoming increasingly important, I think, as more of us are living in strata and community buildings, that sense of community really needs to be developed and valued. And it's great to hear that there are communities out there that have found ways to use technology and to be creative and innovative to ensure that they have that wonderful sense of community.
Yeah, and sure, you know, creating community involves more than just a website. You have to have, within the project, you've got to have the facilities to enable people to interact and come together. And what's happening more and more from a development point of view is the developers have realised this, and they're now starting to put a lot more facilities into buildings which act as a way of bringing people together and helping create community. Now, it's the use of the websites in conjunction with those facilities that's creating the real opportunity.
Yeah, and it's great to know that developers are tapping into that and that they are aware of and educating themselves that this technology exists, because I suppose if they're there setting up the community and they're implementing this technology from the beginning, then it is for the owner's corporation when it's established and the strata manager to really just carry that on as something that has always, just like the bylaws or the actual physical structures themselves, these were here when the strata plan was developed. This technology was here when the strata plan was developed. It's just part of the way that we do things. So it's a really good point that it's something for developers to be focused on when they are planning these communities.
True.
Okay, should we move on to challenges here, Gary?
Sure, why not?
What are the most common challenges that you've noticed managers and communities face when it comes to implementing these types of technologies? And have you got any tips for what's worked to overcome the challenges?
Look, I think probably the biggest challenge, with all due respects, is the strata manager. It seems to be an attitude within the strata management sector, and it doesn't apply to all strata managers, by no means to all of them, but certainly a substantial number of strata managers don't really want to be involved in the sort of modern technology.
Right.
Some of them are as crass enough to say that it's because they don't like to give the owners too much information.
Oh, dear.
The more information you give the owners, the more questions they've got and the more work that it creates for you.
Mm.
So that's one end of the spectrum. The other thing is some of them don't, and I suppose what goes along with that is they don't want an active community. It's much easier to manage a sleeping community than it is to manage an active one.
Oh, that's kind of crazy. I mean, that seems completely counterintuitive. I would have thought an engaged community would have far less problems and less questions and would be able to self-manage a bit more effectively than a disengaged community. Mm.
Not to mention the retention rate that you would be able to achieve if you had a more engaged community.
Yeah.
But this is a bit of an attitude, and one of the other problems is that there is a fair bit of work involved in setting up and maintaining this sort of technology.
Mm.
The websites have to be customised. Although there's templates that the owners corporation can use, you have to actually feed a fair bit of information into the website.
Mm.
And you also need to put some photographs on it to make it look good.
Yep.
Now, you know, people need to take photographs, they need to embed them in the site, they need to feed the information into the site, and even when the site's up and running, someone has to take responsibility for its future management, making sure that, you know, what's on there, particularly with social networking, monitoring it, making sure that inappropriate material is not posted, and generally keeping it up to date as far as activities and that. Now, Strata managers are not keen to be involved in that. And in some cases, the owners are not keen to pay for the strata manager to be involved. So I guess these are the key challenges for this type of technology, is the effort that's required to put it in place so that it's available to be used to its maximum advantage.
And have you got any tips on how those challenges might be met? I mean, I suppose I'm thinking we've talked about the potential cost savings for buildings if they implement these kinds of challenges, and the reduction in workload for strata managers. I suppose that could be a selling point to the strata manager on the one hand, to say, look, there's a little bit of upfront investment of time for both you and the community, but in the long run, this is going to be something that really frees you up to do more important work. Do you think that's a way to get strata managers on board?
Yeah, I guess there's a fundamental roadblock for a strata manager. If they're not using technology that offers the type of facilities we've been talking about, then it's a huge exercise for a strata manager to change their technology.
Yeah.
They've got to migrate all of their schemes onto new technology. They've got to sort of have their staff trained for the change management. They've got to have their staff trained on the new technology. It's very, very difficult to convince the strata manager to actually make the change to a different technology. So I suppose that's the first barrier that owners will be confronted with. But look, what I would suggest would be that the owners discuss with their strata manager what the capabilities are within the technology that's currently used. And also encourage the manager to get access to the latest technologies, because at the end of the day, the decision to change technology will be driven by owner demand.
Yes.
So if owners sort of encourage their strata managers and to some degree demand that these technologies be made available, then that might accelerate the process. But there's another thing that they can do. There are what I call static communal websites.
Right.
Now, these are websites that are provided. They don't interface to the management system. They don't provide real-time data, but they're just like a website where you can put information. You've got to physically put the information on and take it off. But there are these communal websites that have been designed for strata communities. And although they're nowhere near as good as the ones that actually draw on the strata manager's database, they're certainly better than nothing.
Yeah, so I think I've seen quite a few of those in dealing with buildings and working with buildings that I work with. Plenty of them do have those kinds of websites where they might put up their bylaws or their community management statement. They might put up the minutes of the last general meeting. These are the people on the committee. This is how you contact them. This is our strata manager. So, yeah, quite basic, but certainly better than nothing.
Yep, I agree.
Okay, now I think you've probably answered part of my next question there, Gary. I was going to ask you, what are the steps that a listener can take to get started with introducing these types of technologies? And you've offered a good suggestion there. Talk to your strata manager about where they're at in terms of technology. I certainly know both ends of the spectrum here in Sydney. There are some up-and-coming strata management companies that are doing some really innovative things, and they would be the types, I think, that would be all for this technology if they don't have it already. And then there are some other players that have been around for a while, and I suspect they're the ones you're thinking of that might be a bit harder to change. But as you say, buildings are going to vote with their feet, and I think that's something that any strata manager listening out there really needs to be aware of and start thinking about the potential for technology to really shape the future of the business.
Yeah, and what we're finding up here in Queensland is quite a few bodies corporate are going out to tender for their strata management.
Yes, that's happening here too, yeah.
And they're actually specifying in the tender what they're looking for from a technology point of view. So, you know, all of those practices help put pressure on for change.
Yeah, definitely. I interviewed Helen Wells for the podcast, and she spoke about tendering your strata management contract, and we talked in some detail about the kinds of questions that buildings are asking and should be asking, and that's a really good one to add there. What kind of technology are you using in your strata management business, and how is that going to help us, and how can we work with that? So, yeah, really good point. Mm. Okay, Gary, I'm going to ask you what books you've read that have had the greatest impact on you and why.
Well, you're probably not going to be ready for this one.
Okay, I like a surprise.
But I think perhaps the book that has had the most impact on me was a book written some time back by Sue Williams.
Yep.
Called World Beyond Tears.
Right.
And yes, it's the story of Chris Riley.
Oh, yeah.
The found youth off the streets.
Yes.
And it's a book that's well worth reading, and particularly it makes you aware of the plight of our most disadvantaged young people, but more importantly, the potential that they've got to contribute to society. And that was certainly a book that inspired me, and I'd recommend it for anybody who has a genuine interest in our young people.
Fabulous. Thank you for that recommendation. I'll make sure that we've got a link to the details for that book in our show notes to this episode. All right, Gary, how do listeners find out more about you? And is there anything you'd like to add before we wrap up?
Well, I guess most of the information about me is on my website, which is at www.garybugden.com. Also on that website is a large collection of material on strata titles, including a very large collection of papers that I've delivered over the years, some of which are purely historical these days. But the only other thing I guess I could add is that I could sort of give a plug for my new book.
Go for it, please.
Will hopefully be published in the third quarter of this year. It's called Strata Management in New South Wales.
Great.
Published by CCH.
And is that for strata managers?
Yeah, that should be. Look, it's a layman's book. It's for strata managers and committee members and owners who perhaps want that slightly higher level of information.
Great.
But, yeah.
And that'll be advertised through your website, I suppose, and I'm sure the industry will be hearing all about that when it's been published.
Yeah, sure. CCH will no doubt be promoting it, and there will be something on the website as well.
Excellent. Great to hear. Okay. Thank you very much, Gary. It's been an absolute honour to have you on the show, and I appreciate you making the time. I know that you're a very busy man with a few balls in the air and a book on the way, which is fabulous.
Okay. Thank you, Amanda. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks, Gary.
Thank you for listening to Your Strata Property, the podcast which consistently delivers to property owners reliable and accurate information about their strata property. You can access all the information below this episode via the show notes at www.yourstrataproperty.com.au. You can also ask questions in the comments section, which Amanda will answer in her upcoming episodes. How can Amanda help you today?